So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Coming up today, we got a bunch of stuff coming up today. Speaking of Mike sending a picture of him cleaning his gun, tomorrow is the 10th anniversary of Pulling for Special Olympics. It's a sporting clay and trap shooting event that takes place out at the St. Charles Gun Club. And the reason I'm bringing this up is it's an event that I have participated in with my friends and sons and for a number of years. It's really nice. It's a really nice group of people. We're going to be talking with a couple folks about the event. If there's people, if they'd like to, looking for donations to help donate a cover charge for disabled veterans to attend the event for free. So we're going to talk to them at 8:35 this morning. It's really a lot of fun, and they do a really nice job with it. Our Noodaloo 2 is something that's going to take the frustration out of hanging pictures. So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning. But first, I want to get to your phone calls at 312-981-7200. Is this Cal on the line in Chicago?
Hi, yes, Lou. Thank you so much. This is Cal.
How are you, Cal? How can I help you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Real quick, so last year, late summer, toward the end of the season, my evaporator coils and my HVAC started freezing up. I did some Googling to find out what possible causes are, and then I called our provider, the person who installed it. They came in and looked at it and said that I had a leak, and that's what was causing the freeze up, and they said that you know, they couldn't guarantee any way to fix the leak. And basically, long story short, they said, you know, we can give you a charge of whatever the stuff is called,
refrigerant.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Right.
And but they said that's just a Band-Aid. Eventually, you're going to have to replace the whole unit. So I guess my question, and he mentions that if he did have to replace the whole unit, he'd have to run new copper tubing, and I'm guessing that's where the leak is. So I started thinking, if the leak is in the copper tubing, do they have to replace the outside unit? Why can't they just run new copper tubing and call it a day?
Okay. So you pose a lot of good questions. So you're right. A lot of times when an A coil starts to freeze up, it's because you have a leak, you're low on refrigerant. And those line sets, that, you know, is the copper piping that comes from the condensing unit outside in, is a sealed system. So it is not unlike, you know, the water pipes in your home, you know, and those,
right,
those don't leak, you know, when they're set up correctly because it's copper and whatever. The line sets, depending on how it's run, can develop a leak and can be difficult to run because they hide them in walls sometimes and you'd have to open places up. In theory, the refrigerant can be reclaimed and stored. They can cut the line sets. They can run a cleaner through the system to try and clean it up. And then they can run a new line set and recharge the system. Now, how old is your HVAC system?
It's just about 10 years old.
Okay. So, I mean, the thing is, what I just described to you from a labor perspective, you know, it could be that the charge on this, I'm just going to make up a number, is $1,500.
Okay.
Because the refrigerant's expensive. That goes into the cost of all of this. They got to reclaim what's in there. They got to clean the system out. And then the problem is when they say all that, you know, they're going to go, look, I'm not going to guarantee, you know, that you know, there could, you've got a 10-year-old A coil and you've got a 10-year-old compressor. You could develop a leak there in that system because of its age. So now you spend $1,500, and in theory, all of this works. And another 10 years go by and you're happy as a pig in slop. But, you know, what's a whole new AC system? Just the AC, $3,000?
Right.
So it all depends on if you're, you know, at 10 years old, you know, typically the number, Cal, is 15 years, okay?
Oh.
So 15 years is when you start, you know, you start to think about replacing an HVAC system. So if your furnace is 10 years old and it's working fine,
okay,
and you want to talk to them about putting in a line set, and you're willing to roll the dice for $1,500, then roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to get any guarantee on that work.
Okay.
All right. So just you need to know that going in to the system. But yeah, in theory, that can work. Appreciate the phone call. 7:20 in the morning. I have worked with my producer Lindsay for, what did we decide? 9 or 10 years. It is the first time today she came in having a hard time with her contact lenses, and it is the first time ever I have seen her wear glasses.
Da, 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 da.
They're not that bad.
They're pretty bad.
I mean, you just need to update them a little bit. You kind of look like a school teacher.
Thank you. It's my smart look.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Can you see?
I can't.
Are your eyes not bothering you anymore?
No, I'm fresh as a daisy.
All right. Well, then that's all that matters.
Coke bottles.
It's 7:20 in the morning. We're going to tell you when we come back about the rings on Saturn. Lindsay is going to read those for you and tell you what color what rings are. So we'll give you that just coming up after this.
Now, back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless.
Hey, you know, our friend Nick Offerman sang the seventh inning stretch at the Cubs game yesterday.
They
had him up in the booth, and it was nice to see him.
Our friend.
Was that before or after the rain delay?
After, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I think. Whew. Hopefully, that's a long time. I saw something really cute while they were waiting out the rain delays. They were warming up to come back after the delay. Wilson Contreras, who my wife loves, was playing catch with a kid in the stands. It was so cool. He had the ball and he had his gear on, and there's a video of this kid right above the dugout, like there's an aisle, and Contreras has his mitt and he kind of motions to the kid, and he throws him the ball, and they start playing catch, and I'm thinking to myself, that kid, and everybody's running down now, and I'm thinking, just let that kid have his moment, you know what I mean? Leave him alone, and they did, and they played catch. They probably threw the ball back and forth. The video I saw, probably 4 or 5 times, right? And I'm thinking, and then at the end, he throws the ball and he says, all right, keep it. And he goes, walks up to the mound.
Made his life.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine that, Sam? I mean, you've been around sports a long time. Have you ever had an experience? I mean, and now the thing is, you're still a young man, but you're the grizzled veteran where you're doing a job. But as a kid growing up, did you ever have an opportunity like that?
I've had players flip me batting practice balls. I've had somebody flip me the last out of an inning, but I've never played catch with a major league player.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
So, it was so cool, and I was like so happy for that kid, just having that little moment. Oh, yeah, I played catch with Wilson Contreras.
No biggie.
At Wrigley Field, which is pretty nice. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lori is in Yorkville. Hi, Lori.
Hello. Good morning, Lou.
How are you?
Good. I've got a question for you. I've heard you talk about the Jonathan Green products,
uh-huh,
and I put Weed and Feed on about 6 weeks ago. Is it too late to put the lime on?
No.
The lime mixture?
Nope, not at all.
I read some things on the internet, and some says it have to be early spring or late fall, but...
No, when you're changing the soil makeup, whether you're using whether it's lime or some other soil amender, that can happen at any time. The one thing I'll tell you is I've heard from a lot of people, they go, I put all this grass seed down and nothing's germinating yet. What's going on? Well, it just still hasn't been warm enough. I mean, look at this crazy weather. I mean, my gosh, on Thursday, it was, a beautiful 75 degrees, and then it dropped 40 degrees. And so the soil temperature, it's messing with the soil temperature. Once we get some consistent heat coming around, we're above 70 degrees and stuff, everything's really going to start to germinate. And you're still going to see some patches of areas where maybe the grass isn't coming in. Go ahead and seed that. Cover it with a little topsoil. But if you want to try and amend your soil a little bit, you can do that at any time. With the Weed and Feed, the thing is... You have to be mindful of when you put seed down afterwards. You usually have to wait 2 to 3 weeks before you put a seed down, because the weed and feed, the weed part of it, will kill that, won't allow that grass to germinate. So you just have to give that a little bit of time before you put it down. But you can put that soil amender down now, no problem whatsoever. 7:28 in the morning, we'll be right back.
The trimming of the wick and the paraffin thing is just getting me in the mood. Hold on, let's just look at one thing. What did we learn today, Keeney?
That I need to buy more expensive candles.
Right, and?
And trim my wick.
And trim your wick.
You learn a lot of things on this show. Schwani, can we just listen to Marvin Gaye all day?
We can do that.
Right?
We're singing along.
Singing along here, babe. I don't make any songs better than this. Here comes the hook. Ready? It's coming. This is the best part of the song. Oh, no. We edited it. That's right. Anyway, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Chris in Naperville. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Lou. I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
We've just been remodeling our bathrooms, and we've come to a stalemate about the ceiling paint.
Okay.
Is there certain paint that you should paint a bathroom ceiling so it prevents mildew and, a mold?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of... okay, let me ask you this. What did you paint the walls with?
We haven't painted the walls yet.
Okay. What do you want to paint it with?
Well, I'm not worried about the walls so much.
Really? Well, I'm going to make you worry about the walls. This is my point. There's a lot of good paints out there, and the bathroom ones have like a mildicide and stuff. Benjamin Moore makes a...
Hold on.
Hold on, Chris. I was not prepared with my horn.
Okay.
There we go. They make a spa paint, a bath and spa.
Okay.
Which is a super mildicide, and it's a terrific paint for your walls. I've used it on a couple bathrooms now, and I'm really impressed with the performance of it. Okay. And they make that available in a white for the ceiling too.
Okay.
Now, Zinsser makes a paint for the ceiling in a bathroom as well. Are you going to paint the ceiling white? Yeah, so they make a ceiling paint for wet locations as well, which is a very good idea. Do you have an exhaust fan?
Oh, yeah, big one. We put a new one in.
Right. So that is important that you get that bad boy running and make sure you run it afterwards. But make sure that, as you're doing it all and you're putting it on there, at least 2 coats for both the ceilings and the walls, and consider those products.
Okay, one other question.
Yep.
What if we already have the paint for the walls? Is this an additive that they can just add into the paint?
Well, I mean, there is a mildicide that you can add to the paint. You just have to make sure that whatever manufacturer you bought it from allows you to do that.
Okay.
So there is an additive that you can put inside there. Who's going to do this painting?
My husband.
Okay. And what is the sheen level of the paint?
Oh, it's like a flat. I didn't want gloss.
Chris, you're killing me here.
I know. I just didn't want gloss.
I know that, but the flat is not that. So if you're going to use a flat, then I would definitely use some type of mildicide, because it doesn't have, the enamel in a little bit like a satin. Even, there's eggshell, satin, semi, and then a gloss.
Uh-huh.
So the satin or the eggshell is kind of the least sheen that you can get. Okay. And that little bit of sheen does help with the moisture. I mean, if you're going to be religious about the exhaust fan, then you're fine. But then I would definitely put a mildicide additive on that flat paint, and at the very least 2 coats.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Chris.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go up to Wisconsin. John, up in Monroe, Wisconsin. How are you?
Very good, Lou. How are you?
Good. I used to buy trucks out of that Monroe plant up there where they would, customize those trucks. They still got that up there, right?
Yep, they do.
Yeah. How can I help you, sir?
I got a couple of quick questions. We're going to be listing our house for sale, and we have a nicotine smoke smell in the basement area.
Okay.
We'd like to remove that as much as we can. We're using fresh air to air out the basement, but we something good that can kill that smell.
What is the condition of the basement? In other words, is it unfinished? Is it finished?
It's half and half.
Okay. Carpeting?
No.
Okay.
It's rec room and shop and
okay.
Stuff like that.
So on that rec room, what's on the floor, like concrete or the final
concrete.
Tile?
Okay. Just concrete.
On those walls, what I would do is I'd get like spick and span and hot water, and I'd wipe all those walls down first, okay? And you're going to be, I mean, if there's a lot of years of smoking down there, you're probably going to have to wash these walls two, maybe even three times. And the amount of nicotine that's going to come off that surface is going to be substantial. So you're going to get all that off as you can and pull it all out of there. And then your new best friend is going to be a product called Fresh Wave. Okay? They make a crystal gel. They buy the big bottle of it and take some bowls and place that around the area. And then it sounds crazy, but the best way to deliver the odor neutralizing effectiveness in this is using their candles. So get a couple of their candles when you're home. Obviously, don't light these bad boys when you're away. And start to deliver the Fresh Wave into the air of that space. Fresh air is going to help, and Fresh Wave is going to be the way to really eliminate it. And within a couple of days, you should see a remarkable difference. Do any kind of vacuuming and cleaning. The other one, do you have forced air in the house?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have those ducts cleaned out as well. There's a lot of debris and dust in there that can collect and hang on to odor, so that can help as well.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, question number two.
Yes, sir.
I put an epoxy floor in the garage a year ago.
Okay.
And I did it the way that recommended, but there's a couple spots coming up, and we'd like to redo it again to give it a nice finished second coat. And does it make any difference if you use a different brand than what you originally had on there?
No, and what I would do is in the areas obviously where you get a little lift, scrape that up. And then if you can, get a little a pole sander, like a pole sander you'd use on a wall.
Yeah.
And I just want you to do a little light sanding over the top of the entire surface in the garage. I just need to open up that sheen level on that enamel, okay? So that when you go to put the new epoxy over the top, it has a way to grab on.
Okay.
You don't have to go crazy, but, I want you to kind of scratch it up a little bit so that you open up that film, and then when you place the new epoxy in there, in the areas that it's nice and, it's holding well, it's gonna be able to grab on and hold on, and then the areas where it's bare, it'll just cover all over the top of that, and it should look real nice.
Well, the thing, the problem was when we had it last year, it when the snow and stuff tracks in, it was awful slippery.
Right.
I know you can get slip material to put with it, but they say sprinkle it on top. But would it make any difference if you mixed it right in when you?
No, you can buy a little. You can buy a little silica sand at the at the paint store, the hardware store, wherever you're going to go. And what you do with that, if you mix the, is it how big of a garage is it? Single car, two car?
Two car.
So you need two kits, right? Pour it in a 5-gallon bucket. And then take the silica sand and put it in there. Keep a nice big mixing stick with you. And as you roll this on, make sure you occasionally stir it to keep that silica suspended inside the epoxy. Go right over the top of that. The silica will be in the film itself as it goes down. And when it dries, it works perfectly. And it should be the slipping should not be an issue at all.
Very good.
All right, sir. Good luck. I hope you sell the house.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Appreciate you calling. 7:46 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
What I will tell you is if they're going to do that underground, and they're going to think you're so smart, too, Phyllis, when you say this, when you use the PVC pipe, I want you to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Schedule 80.
Just say it like that. Make sure you're using Schedule 80. Say it with confidence like that,
okay,
and the guy's going to be like, oh, my God, this lady's a genius.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sitting in the kitchen, a house in Macon, Loretta singing on the radio.
Why are you doing that? Oh, it's just over. Hi. It's time for our Noodaloo 2 at 7:49 in the morning, sponsored by Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizer. I really enjoy hanging pictures. It's something that I'm good at. I'm a little maniacal about it, getting it all set. Mm-hmm. Those of you who listened to the show for a long time may know that in our staircase, we have all these beautiful family pictures that go up the staircase. There's hundreds of pictures that I meticulously place, and then I'll move them around, and I haven't changed them.
Don't you have to constantly straighten them?
Yeah, but I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
That would drive me
so
insane.
Some are so high that you can't reach.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to put a ladder up. So I just take a broomstick and I go.
And that's
it's like a little thing. It's like a little therapy thing, right? But for the most part, you know, now I don't have, although my kids walk around like it's a house of elephants. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
My wife, who is a tiny little thing, she is the hardest walker. Really, you know she's coming.
She walks with a purpose.
Oh, my gosh. And all my kids are the same way. And I'm dainty like a flower.
I was going to say, your ballet flats.
Right, I am. I'm light on my feet. Anyway, what were we talking about? I love hanging pictures, yes. But a lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. And it's like something that drives people crazy. Like, oh, I'm going to put it right here. And I did it. And, oh, it's not lined up. And now I put 16 holes in my wall. Mm. This Noodaloo 2 is going to save you from all of that.
Baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you.
Hang it perfect every time with our Noodaloo 2 this week called, fittingly, Hang It Perfect. Picture this. You found the perfect artwork to fill your empty wall space, but now there's just one last headache, the dreaded picture hanging process. No matter how carefully you measure, you wind up with pencil marks, extra nail holes, crooked frames, and uneven spaces between pictures. Sound familiar? We've all been there, including Mike Marks, inventor of the Hang It Perfect. Hang It Perfect has a crossbar with a built-in level that aligns the top of the frame. Two adjustable arms run perpendicular to the crossbar to determine the perfect spot for nails and hooks. Lay your artwork face down on a flat surface, place the Hang It Perfect tool on the back, then tweak the position of the adjustable arms until it's just right. Then move Hang It Perfect to the wall, level it, and press the end of each arm pin to leave a small dimple where the nail needs to go. You can also use the arms to evenly space groups of frames. Great not only for hanging pictures, but mirrors, shelves, wine racks, you name it. Just might be something to get hooked on. Get it? Hang It Perfect retails for $29.95 and can be found at hangitperfect.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page, so check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, this is a simple... How much is it?
About $30.
Okay. Imagine a level that you would put on a wall. So for the sake of argument, it's a four-foot level. That's what this is. It's a four-foot thin little level with a leveling eye in the center. And then running horizontally across the level are two vertical H's, like an H. It's like an adjustable H, okay? As you come in, then it sticks out. And you're going to put it on the wall, and you're going to line it up on the back of the picture. Let's say you have a large frame or a big screen TV that you need to hang the bracket on. And you line it up so exactly where the two screws or bolts, whatever it is, have to go. And then you tighten it up, and there you go. Now you take it over to the wall, and you take the level, and you get it nice and level. And as Lindsay mentioned, once it's there, you just rest it against the wall, and you slightly push. You go like that. And it makes a little bitty dimple in the wall. And then you put the screws or the bolts, whatever it is there, to hang it perfectly.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh, they should call it Simply Hang Everything. Hang It Perfectly. That's a great name. I love when the name actually works for what it's called.
What should they call it?
Hang It Perfectly. Simply Hang It. Well, I looked at Simply Hang It. It says right here, Simply Hang Everything. Simply Hang Everything.
Let's try that again. What should they hang it? Oh my gosh, forget it. We need coffee.
Hang It Perfect, first time every time. And it's invented by a local guy.
It is.
Out of Wheeling. Lovely Wheeling, Illinois.
Perfect.
Home of the, I don't know.
You know, I think I say the word perfect too much in my everyday life.
Really?
My daughter says it all the time.
You know what I say a lot?
Perfect. What?
Percolate.
You do like that word.
I love that word, percolate. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I love this Hang It Perfect product. Makes a lot of sense. If you're someone, you know, this is a great professional tool too. If your job is that you have to hang pictures at a business or it will make your life a lot easier.
For shelves.
Right. I mean, the whole thing, it's a really handy, it's a specialized tool, mind you. It's great, but it's for what it is. Ooh, I sent you a great Noodaloo 2 the other day. Did you see that text I sent you?
I didn't really get it.
Oh, we got to do that one. That's a really good one.
I can see
one.
Where it's going, and I'll tell you off air.
All right. Anyway, we'll put it up on our Facebook page and at WGNradio.com. Like me on Facebook, and you'll learn all kinds of stuff. We'll send you little tips and things that we do all the time on our Facebook page. 7:55 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Dan in Lake Geneva. Hey, Dan, you're on WGN.
Yeah, hi, Lou. After that storm came rocking through here, we lost power for about 18 hours.
Oh.
And I did pretty good. I got an oil lamp and, you know, some LED lamps and figured out how to make coffee without hitting a button. But what I recommend to people is to go down in the basement and tell the family, we're going to throw the breaker for 24 hours, and you're going to learn to live without electricity.
Boy, you know, it is, I know that storm that came through was really something else, and you're absolutely right. You know, we are so dependent. You know, we talk about being dependent on technology, you know, from a computer standpoint, and, you know, this whole radio station that we're on is all computerized now. And, you know, if that kind of stuff goes down, you know, there's really not a lot of backup other than we'd have to go to the transmitter and drive out there. But
yeah.
Electricity is something we all take for granted. And you're right. If you were to shut that bad boy off for 24 hours, it would be a whole enlightening experience without anything to be able to do but talk to each other. There's an interesting idea. Thanks for the phone call. 7:56 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back. This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me.
8:09 in the morning, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by Fox Home Center, and by WetAndForget.com. This is Chance the Rapper, our own Chicago's very own, and my kids are huge fans, and we had Max's birthday the other day, and my oldest son, Quinn, got him the Chance 3 hat, which... My son was out of his mind excited for that hat. It was really fun to see how excited he was. And these kids love this kid, Chance the Rapper. So he's doing a nice job. I like how this kid's carrying himself and doing good things for the city. So always nice to hear that music by him as well. Domini, nice job.
Thank you.
You're doing fine, babe. Don't worry about it.
And I feel really comfortable. Came back with Chance the Rapper. That's a nice way to ease me in.
There you go. You love Chance, too? Yeah.
Who doesn't love Chance?
Who doesn't love Chance? He's a good man. Seems like a good man. Good kid. I mean, he's a young man, but I love the way that, you know, he sort of reinvented, did his own thing, right? This is the whole thing with the world now. You don't necessarily have to play by, you got to play by the rules in the sense of be kind to people. But he wanted to make his own way, and I give him a lot of credit for that.
And he did. The first musician to get a Grammy without selling an album.
It's incredible.
And he donated $1 million to public schools.
Right. He's not just messing around. He's like, look, we all have to be part of this whole thing. And so, yeah, I really applaud that. That's
he was only great. $388 million short.
Yeah, it's not an easy one.
Not an easy one at all.
At all. So anyway, that's great. Well, nice to have you on board, my friend. We'll get to know you more and more. Sam knows this as well. You want to chime in? Anything comes up, you let us know and participate in the show any way you want. So
thank you,
please,
sir.
Know that. 8:11 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is George in Chicago. George, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
Two questions. One, the Let and Forget. If I use it on my wood fence,
yep,
it'll make it look better. Can I seal it after that, and how long do I have to wait?
Yes, so here's the thing with the Wet and Forget. It is not immediate results. Okay, it usually takes about 30 days for you to start to see it break down all the organic material on the fence. What is the fence now? Is it wood? Is it vinyl?
It's treated wood.
Okay. And what, do you got a little moss and mildew and whatnot on it?
Yeah, it's turning gray and black and green and so not
the,
good.
The gray is the oxidization of the wood itself. So that's a natural occurring color change because of the sun. So it's not going to eliminate the gray, but it will take care of all the organic material stuff. So get it in a pump sprayer, spray it now. You know, what are we, the end of, almost the end of May. In about 3 weeks, you're going to see a huge difference. And if you're going to put something on it, a sealer, like a clear sealer, Ron, is not the best thing to do, because that just kind of goes over the wood like a floor wax, and it'll peel away, and it actually make the fence dirtier, you know, over time. Dirt gets trapped underneath there. So I'd rather see you use an oil-based stain, okay? I know that our friends at Ace over Memorial Day have a deal going on where you can buy some Cabot stain, which would be great for a fence, and you can save like $10 a gallon on that. I also love the Penifin product, which is really good. And if you put that wet and forget on, let it do the scrubbing for you. Once you see all that material gone, you can go ahead and put some stain over the top, get a nice color over the top. Then it'll look great, and that organic material shouldn't stick to it as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Was I talking to Ron?
Yes, this is Ron.
How are you, Ron? I said Ron before, but I was talking to somebody else. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
How can I help you, sir?
I just had a question about, we've always had a problem getting warm water up to our bathrooms and kitchen. It's a long, you know, it's a long haul from the laundry room. And I've had two estimates on two different ways to do it. And the one estimate is for furnishing and installing a Bradford White 40-gallon gas water heater with a Grundfos comfort system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other one is drawing, I think the guy said he taps the bottom of the hot water heater and bring it down to the crawl space and run it over to a pump, which mm-hmm. they'll have to draw a line for electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give you the heated water right away.
All right, hold on a minute. I'm going to stop you. Where is the water heater in the home?
It's down in the laundry room.
Okay, and that's on the first floor or in the basement?
Well, it's on the first floor. It's a ranch, but it's an unusual ranch because half of the east side of the building, which is 12-foot ceiling, was a village garage at one time. Okay.
Okay.
And so that's where it's at, and it's which like three steps down from the rest of the house. An architect bought the house and added the house on to the garage.
Okay. Now, the furthest place that you're waiting for the water is in a master bath?
Well, it's in the master bath, and it's in the they're all pretty close to each other.
Okay. All right. But which one is physically the furthest?
Would be the master bath, yeah.
All right, so you're going to go, and where are you? Glenview.
Yeah.
You're going to go see my friends over at Weiss Ace Hardware. And they're going to, if they don't have it in stock, they're going to order you a Watts recirculating pump, W-A-T-T-S.
W-A-T-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's going to cost you about $250.
Okay.
And you're going to get a plumber to mount this pump on the top of your water heater that you currently have.
Well, actually, we're replacing that because it's 20 years old.
All right. Well, when you replace the water heater, you're going to put this pump on the top of it. And then you're going to take the solenoid that they give you, and at the master bath between the cold and the hot, they're going to put that solenoid in, and that pump is going to create a circulation between the cold and the hot, and it's going to keep that hot water there, and it has a timer that you can set, because you probably don't need hot water at 2 in the morning.
True.
Right?
True.
And so from 6 in the morning till whatever, you can. And it's a multi-setting timer, so you can have it go off every couple hours if you want. And you're going to put this bad boy on, and you're going to be happy as a pig in slop.
I hope so.
I love that. I love that phrase, too. Pig in slop, and what's the other word? Percolate.
Yeah,
okay? Percolate. Watts pump. Yeah. My friends at the Glenview Ace, one of the finest Ace hardware stores in the system.
Yeah, that's where we shop all the time.
And good people. And you tell them I sent you. And when they go, I don't know what he's talking about. And he said, he goes, if he looks it up in the warehouse, he'll see it.
Okay. Appreciate it, Lou.
Ron, have a great day.
You too. too. Thank you.
All right, 8:17 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200.
What was the word last week that John thought that you had said at the end of the show? Do you remember? He was like,
yeah.
What did you mean it was, by?
It was not skin a cat. What was it? Was it skin a cat? No. But
no,
skin a cat
skin
is
a cat is a word. It was
is
like
the, it's
shave a cat. No,
it was
I don't remember.
It was. I was supposed to say skin a cat, and I said something else about a cat. Saw a cat.
Slice
a cat. it's delicious on a little wheat bread and a little mayonnaise. No, it's not.
Here come the emails.
Here we come. I love kittens as long as they're not in my house. Anyway, 8:18 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love is a burning thing.
312-981-7200 is our phone number.
And it makes a fiery ring.
This is Mr. Brown in Round Lake. Hello there.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Talking about gardening with this variety of weather we've been having.
Yep.
2-foot by 8-foot small garden. There was one demonstration. I can't remember where it was. Possibly somebody else might know if this is true or what could help. The root system of a small garden like that in this extreme chilly weather. And if it was like early spring, that it was suggested to put down something like just a little bit of sulfur powder. And then also they had suggested Epsom salt. Just a little bit that would maybe fit in the palm of your hand for that whole area. And just sprinkle just a little bit of each of those.
And
to
what
help the root system?
And that that little bit now that is something you heard about, or I guess my question is:
I thought I had seen it like on a demonstration, like on a gardening program,
right?
On, television.
Now, what do you have? What do you have in this garden's area right now? Anything? Have you planted already?
Florals, just floral.
It's all floral, so it's already
yes.
planted.
Yes.
You know, salt.
Mine is, but the one that they were demonstrating might have been like a preliminary.
I see.
For planting. So if it would work either way, or if either of those would help the soil along with the chilly weather to enhance growth.
Well, I don't know. You know, the thing is with a salt or a sulfur, that has a direct effect on, you know, certain plants thrive under those conditions. And so
yes.
it's important to know, you know, before someone just kind of broadly said, oh, put a little salt down, it's going to help there. It, you know, for some plantings, that wouldn't be, it wouldn't be the right thing because it would just absorb it. I don't necessarily know that a handful of
it's
sulfur.
A real small, like in the center of the pond.
Right. But something like that, in a 2-foot by 8-foot section that would have zero effect. There's too much mass of that to have any direct effect. The soil would just absorb it, or it would evaporate once it's watered. And I think that, I mean, there are all kinds of tricks of the trade when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I think that, you know, when it comes to gardening, you know, things like you talk to a lot of landscapers, they'll tell you the secret to healthy growth is mushroom compost. But then there's regular garden compost. There's manure. There's, you know, we're talking about these natural fertilizers from, you know, Espoma and Bonide and the people at the Healthy Grow. I mean, all these people make these products that are all natural. And to me, adding those types of additives to gardens and areas like that are the ones that really benefit the most. The little tricks of the trade, sure, you know, it could be something that an arborist or someone in a nursery could say, oh, you add a little bit of salt to this type of plant, and it can make a real difference, or a little bit of sulfur to this type of plant can make a difference. But generally, a little bit like that in a large area, I don't think would have an effect. Mr. Brown, thank you so much for your phone call. Okay, fine. It's 8:27 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
That's right, Chicago. We've all got our issues.
I've been getting this constant leak in my basement every time it rains.
And if yours are about the home, you're going to want to call Lou.
My toilet keeps spitting back out at me when flushing, and it's really gross.
That's Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live till 10 right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WPN.
Just so you have this song stuck in your head all day. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Hope you're having a good morning. Rain has started downtown. Said we have prom tonight for our daughter, Mallory. She has a lovely dress. Excited for her. That's fun. She's going to graduate a week from today, which is amazing. Or is it Friday? Oh, Friday or Saturday? Next weekend. So that is amazing. And actually, my nephew, Mikey Jakubowski, as in Mike Jakubowski and Chris Jakubowski's son, is graduating from Millikan University today, home of where Lou and Mary Beth met. So congratulations, godson of mine.
You met in Decatur?
Oh, we did. We did.
Interesting.
Have you ever been to Decatur?
I have been to Decatur.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. If you ever get to Decatur, right there, right on the campus, around the corner from the campus of Millikan is a place called The Winery, which is a, you know, classic old bar that grills burgers behind the bar with the big raw onion on top, you know. It is delicious. Oh, nothing better than a Winery burger. Something else. And a Schlitz. Down there they serve a lot of Busch beer in Decatur. So anyway, congratulations to my godson. Great job. Very proud of you. All right. Before we get back to your phone calls, 312-981-7200, I have been for the past several years, I am an outdoorsman-y kind of guy, sportsman. I like to go trap shooting and sporting clay shooting. You know, we do that at a regular event type of thing. I used to go hunting with my father when I was a kid. And for many, many years now, we have been participating in an event that takes place out in actually Elburn, but it's the St. Charles, I believe, Sportsman's Clubs, it's called. And joining me on the phone line right now is Jim and Colleen McReynolds, along with Ben Brizio, who's an athlete. Brizolo. What did I say? Did I get that right? Hold on. Let me see that we have everybody on. Do we have everybody on? Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. We're all here. It's Brizolera, Ben Brizolera.
Brizolera. All right. I'm sorry. I got an O on the end of that. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
No, fine.
All right. It's Colleen. I'm going to say that's you, Colleen, that first said good morning. Tell me a little bit about this whole pulling for Special Olympics and this event that you have going on.
Well, it's our 10th year anniversary, and over the years, the past 10 years, this event has raised over $240,000 for the athletes of Illinois. So we're very proud of that fact. We encourage shooters of all levels to come out there and join us. It's $75. The shoot starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow at the St. Charles Sportsman Club in Elburn, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers an event shirt, a couple special prizes we have for everybody this year, being that it's our anniversary, and lunch. And we give away three guns for the shooters that participate, along with we have 15 guns in our door prize raffle this year.
Right, and this is a very safe, sanctioned event. The Sportsman Club has been in operation for a long time. I know you get a lot of law enforcement members who participate in this, and you really, in the years that we've been attending, it just seems like the attendance has grown, and it's just such a great cause and does such nice work from a fundraising perspective.
Well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit, and can people still attend if they want? I mean, is it the type of thing that you could show up the day of the event? Are there any requirements as far as who can attend and participate in this?
Actually, we accept walk-ins up until the last minute tomorrow. We require every shooter to wear eye and ear protection once they arrive, and that the guns remain open and safe at all time unless you're up shooting. There'll be over 50 safety officers out on the range that'll help our newer shooters that join us for the day.
That's great. And I know we're joined by Ben Brazola, who is a Special Olympic participant. Ben, tell me, how long have you been participating in the Special Olympics?
Since I was 8 years old.
Wow. And tell me some of the events that you like to compete in.
Golf.
Golf?
I started golf.
Unified golf.
Mike Malusky.
Bowling.
You like to bowl as well?
Yeah.
Now, I see that you currently, according to my notes here, have over 300 medals, ribbons, and trophies. You must be some kind of athlete. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And have you competed in other parts of the world as well, or just in the U.S.?
I was also competed in Bachi. I went to New Jersey 2013 with Mike Malusky for the 18 holes of golf. I play well, and yeah.
That's great. Well, congratulations to you, and I'm glad that this event helps to further the mission of Special Olympics, which is a terrific organization that has such a great following. So thank you so much for participating and being a great ambassador for the Special Olympics as well. Colleen or Jim, I have a couple other questions for you, if I could. Tell people...
Sure, go ahead. I'm going to... talk for a little bit. My wife is getting nervous.
Okay, no problem, Jim. Tell people if they're interested in participating in the event, or I know that you're also looking for some donations that could help cover the cost of disabled veterans to come to the shoot event for free. Is there a website or a phone number if people can't get out there and wanted to make a donation they could do that at?
Yes, they can actually they can call our home, 630-365-2943. Or they can reach out to us utilizing our website, and that's www.pullingforspecialolympics.com.
Pulling
and
for
special. Get them to us. We did add the disabled veterans a couple years ago. We've had some great results with that, where we invite disabled veterans to come out and shoot our event as our guests. We've had several people donate funds to cover the cost. We treat those veterans with the respect that they deserve.
Absolutely.
But, they have a great time. It's a great day for them to get out, interact. Our athletes will be there. We'll probably have 20 athletes out there. Ben is one of our chefs, so we put him to work on the grill. And the kids all have jobs, and they all go to work, and they very interactive in the program. As you know, as being a shooter out there several years now with us, you've seen them around.
Active.
So
yeah, it's a great facility. It really is a beautiful facility, and it is a very it's a very controlled, safe environment. I remember I can't even remember now how many years that we participated, but I remember the first time I got invited by a good friend of mine, Jim Webster, who's a member at the club, and then my friend Mike and I. And as I was walking around, you know, meeting people and, you know, just generally talking with shooters, you know, I commented to my friend Mike. I said, boy, everybody is so nice and, you know, relaxed and calm. And, you know, it's a really nice environment. And Mike, you know, without missing a beat, said that he goes, that's because everybody's carrying a gun.
we push safety.
Absolutely. No. It is a very safe environment. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we, like Colleen said, we have 50 range safety officers that are going to be walking around the event. We have gun check-in stations in which they check to make sure the guns are all in safe operating order. You know, the club has really they've been very successful in promoting gun safety and the sport of shooting.
Right.
I mean, it's a nice event.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, one more time, Jim, the phone number and the website for people.
All right, phone number is 630-365-2943.
All right.
And our website is www.pullingforspecialolympics.com.
All right, I look forward to seeing you both and Ben tomorrow, along with all the people that participate in it. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of information on this, and have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for having us, and God bless. Thanks.
All right, take care. That's great. It's really a fun event, and it's a beautiful facility. If I didn't live in Chicago, I would totally want to join that place because it's just so much fun, and it's really it's just a nice group of people, and it's nice to participate in. So my hat's off to them. They've raised a lot of money for Special Olympics, which is just a terrific organization. And so if you want to sponsor a veteran or to allow them to go to this thing, it's only $40. And as Jim and Colleen mentioned, you can either call them at 630-365-2943 or go to pullingforspecialolympics.com. It's up on my Facebook page as well. It's 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
I'm Lou.
Don't we like to sing that song?
I know you're okay. Lou Manfredini. Okay.
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like the copper choir boy.
Chore boy.
So, whatever.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
8:53 in the morning.
Well, no one told me about her.
Say it.
How many people cried?
Here's Bob.
But it's too late to say
song.
You're sorry.
All day.
I could listen to the song all day. There's Bob and Glendale Heights.
Hello, Lou.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, I got a cedar-sided house, and it's about time to restain it, which I've always done myself. But I'm getting a little too old for that. And I've heard about this product called Rhino Shield. I don't know much about it.
Yeah. How old is that cedar siding?
House was built in 89.
Yeah. So, you know, this Rhino Shield and other products like it make the claim that they're going to come out and prep everything and you'll never have to paint your house again.
Yeah, 25-year warranty, I think the ad says.
Right. This is just my personal opinion, in particular with the cedar-sided home and the tannins and the oil that are in cedar forever. And all that stain you put on there, and the expansion and contraction of the cedar that happens forever, I really find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Now, if you're interested in learning more, okay, about it, then I would contact those companies and ask them to show you and give you the address of a house they painted 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And if you drive by that house and it looks like $1 million, then I'm completely wrong. But anybody, you know, I always get a kick out of all these companies, and I've been doing this a long time, Bob, where they say, lifetime, we're going to do this forever, you know, and you're never going to have to worry about it. And things change, you know what I mean? If they back up their warranties, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, with products in particular, like services, it's a different story. Like if it's a service company and they're doing that and they're providing this service and they're going to back it up. But when it's a product, I always worry about, oh, yeah, the company went out of business. They gave me, you know, I've heard from plenty of people that have done this over the years that used to come on this show and give these lifetime warranties and then 5 years later, they're not in business anymore. And you paid a fortune for something, and now it's a mess. So do your research, but there's no magic bullet when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've been kicking around either re-siding the house or just continue to restain it. So
right. I mean, and so here's the thing. You know, if you do one of these permanent coatings, it's not an inexpensive proposition. And it bucks up against... re-siding the house. Not, I mean, it's not you know, apples to apples, but it's a lot more expensive than regular painting, where now you're like, well, geez, if it's, you know, $5,000 to use the permanent coating and it's, you know, $8,000 to re-side it, I mean, I'm just making up numbers, you really have to weigh in what makes the most sense for you.
Yeah, that's what's been bouncing around in my head. So
right.
I just
right. Do some research, give them a call, go see the house they did 10 years ago, and then call me back and tell me what you found. 8:56 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. We'll be right back.
It's a rainy Saturday morning out there, folks. Keep dry with Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Someone told me long ago.
Here we go. Nine ten in the morning, this hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Ace Hardware and Rogers Roofing. Lindsay, you never give away any prizes. Let's give Robert in Buffalo Grove a Espoma prize pack filled with the highest quality, most effective organic products for your lawn and garden. Robert, you're on WGN. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, my family bought me a shed for my birthday.
Happy birthday. When was your birthday?
Monday, tomorrow. All right. Monday, this Monday.
All right.
And the village of Buffalo Grove requires either a slab or pillars to go in before you mount a shed. Well, right. The shed people, they lost their people to do the foundation, and I can't find anybody to do that.
Your shed, so is it a shed they deliver on a truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's, they build it, they put it together on site.
Okay. And they don't have anyone to do the concrete work for you?
Not anymore.
Oh, all right. So you have to contract that yourself.
Right.
Okay. And you just need a concrete contractor.
Yeah, but not very expensive. I mean,
you're gonna. The thing is to get that kind of flat work. What's the access? I assume you're putting this in the backyard,
right? Yes.
And do you have access to the backyard that's at least 3 feet wide?
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna. You know, they're gonna have to bring a concrete truck, do the forming and the framing, and then they're gonna have to roll. Roll that back in there. I mean, it's not an inexpensive proposition, Robert, because it's a small job, but you still have to mobilize, the manpower to come out and do all that.
Right.
All right. Do you have a pencil?
Yeah.
All right. Longtime contractor friend of mine that I've done business with is G&L Contractors.
Mm-hmm. G&L.
G&L, like G for gas and L for Lou. And they're in Morton Grove. No, Skokie.
Okay.
All right. And if you search that number out and find them, they can probably give you an estimate. I will tell you that all these guys are super busy right now, but at least you can get an estimate on what it would cost you to get that done. Hang on a second, Robert, so we can get you that Espoma. Prize pack filled with the highest quality, most effective organic products for your lawn and garden. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Bob in Orland Park. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
I've got a summer place up in Michigan. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath house with a lower walkout unit. It was a manufactured home. And in my wife's bathroom upstairs, she gets a urine smell that she cannot get rid of.
Wait, say that again?
She has a urine smell in her bathroom
that we cannot get rid of. When you do what? Just in the bathroom in general?
Yes.
Hmm. And
and all the traps are wet.
Okay.
So that's, I'm an electrician by trade. but I do
put
a
some,
lot of other
put
stuff.
Some, put some, just put some wires in there and turn the switch on and see what happens. okay, so you this odor, tell me about the bathroom. Tile on the floor, vinyl on the floor?
No, all wood. I've replaced everything with wood from lumber liquidators.
Okay, and you don't have, and you don't have any leaks that you know about? You don't have any animals that are up there doing their business up there?
No, we have no animals, no pets. My wife is allergic to dog hair and cat hair and all of that, so there's no animals in the house whatsoever.
And did you recently?
I pulled that toilet, and it's a new seal on there.
Right.
Because when I did the floors.
Okay.
So, and, you know, and I had to use the extended seal because it's 3/4-inch floor.
Got it. And you can't locate specifically in the bathroom, but it's just an odor. Like, you don't get closer to the sink drain or the toilet or the tub. Is it a vanity tub toilet?
No, it's a shower.
Okay.
There's a shower in the room.
Just a shower and a toilet.
Shower, toilet, and sink, yeah.
And sink. And you get that odor coming in.
Yes. Hmm. Now, we have a septic system and a well.
Okay. And has any remodeling happened in the bathroom at all?
No.
How long has the smell been going on?
Well, my wife is in the other room. I'll see if I can get her to come in here.
You don't smell it when you go there?
Not me.
Yeah, because you're a guy. Because you're a guy.
Right. Come here, Pat. Yeah, there you go. The women have better sniffers.
Yes,
than
they
guys.
Do. They sure do. They sure do.
Peg, how long have you been smelling? Here, I'm going to put her on.
Here. Hi, Peg.
Probably for the last 3 months. Like, you come in the door, the back door,
right,
and you kind of smell it.
Oh, you smell it in the whole house.
I do, yes.
But it's more pronounced in that bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. Explain, you can either do this or your husband can do this. I think the drains in either the vanity or the tub or the shower need to be cleaned above the water line. Okay?
Okay, I'm on the line.
You're on there. Here's what I want you to do. Pull the pop-up off the vanity sink. And pull the screen off of the shower drain. Take a little pine saw and get a tube scrub brush from the hardware store. In the vanity, pour a little quarter cup of pine saw in the vanity drain and use this tube brush and clean the sidewalls of the drain all the way down to the trap. And try and use that same smaller tube brush on the overflow of the sink if you have it in the vanity.
No, there's no overflow.
Okay, well, then this is perfect. Then just clean the top of that drain all the way to the trap. Then do the same thing in the shower all the way down to the trap. And you can either use that same tube brush or a toilet brush if the pipe is larger. And I bet that smell is coming from the gunk that's built up on the side of the drains. As long as that, and then if that's not it, then you've got a small air leak in the toilet and that seal that you have. And what I want you to consider swapping that out. If you try all this and it doesn't work, you may have heard me talk about this toilet bowl seal called Santa Seal, which is it is a foam rubber toilet seal as opposed to wax. And it's thick, and it will form and seal to that closet flange under your toilet, and it's repositionable, and that will probably help solve that problem as well. Hang on a second, too, for that, Bob, and let's get Bob out a where did he call? Oh, he's down in Orland Park. You know what? Let's get him 3 rooms of carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. It's worth $139. You're welcome. Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show at 918.
Hey, this is Justin Kaufman. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
Thanks, Justin. 9:21 in the morning. Mark's in Portage Park. Hey, Mark, you're on WGN.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, my wife wants to divorce me and marry you because she complains that nothing ever gets done in the house.
I got a whole story about a conversation I had last night, which was pretty funny, that I'll share later on.
Okay.
Thanks. I like my first wife. I'm sure your wife is lovely, but I'm really happy being married to my wife, my one and only wife right now. I mean, not just right now, but in general. keep talking. I'm getting myself in trouble. How can I help you, Mark?
I got a regular bungalow. I got copper pipe throughout the whole house, but yet I still have low water pressure upstairs on the second floor. When you use the dishwasher, the washing machine, or when two people are taking a shower at the same time. Now, I bought a pressure gauge. I checked everybody's faucet out in front of their house on the whole block. It's only 30 PSI. I go to Naperville by my father's. It's 50, 60 PSI. I don't know what to do. I mean, is there a pump you can buy or purchase to add on to the system or what?
Well, you're in Portage Park. What about your water service coming in? Is it an old 3/4-inch lead pipe?
Yeah.
Right.
Under the house.
Right. So the thing with that is, the city of Chicago typically sends about 45 pounds of pressure, okay? But you need pressure and you need volume. And the thing is, if you put a pressure gauge on a spigot, which is unrestricted, and all you're getting is 35 pounds, you know, it could be the water mains in your area that are atrophied and there's not enough pressure there. And it probably has everything to do with your water service. Now, the fact that you have copper everywhere, you know, was it updated recently?
Half and half, yeah. Half years ago and half recently.
Okay, so it's all copper. And as far as you know, the risers that are going up to those bathrooms are, you know, like 1 inch going up or 3/4. How big are they, do you know?
I don't. They're either 3/4 or 1/2 inch.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing: if you got a 3/4-inch line coming in, and you can only get that much volume of water, even if it were to be changed to a 1 inch on the inside, I got a smaller straw bringing the water in. For you, I would do two things. First, I would call the city, and I would ask them, talk to the water department about the average water pressure that they have in Portage Park. You know what I mean? And if they tell you, well, we pump 45 pounds over there, you know, that's what you should get. Or you're in a dead zone, sir, and, you know, we're thinking about replacing the mains, whatever. That's the first call. The second thing is, if you've got all new copper pipe, your only chance to get better service or pressure is a new water service coming in. Now, there are domestic water pumps that you can buy. But by the time you do all of that, Mark, you're going to spend almost as much money as putting in a new water service. And if they run an inch and a half line in, which is what they would run to a, you know, a single family home, you're going to have lots of volume of water and should have plenty of pressure.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I checked about four or five neighbors' houses, all by their spigot in the front, and it's all about 30, 32.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just... Now, I have a theory on that. I wonder if they want to reduce the pressure at the pumping stations because they don't want water lines blowing out. I mean, is that something feasible? I mean, you know.
I mean, the system is a series of pipes and tracks and pumping system. I mean, I guess in theory that's possible. I don't know. I mean, certainly reducing the pressure does limit reduce the risk of pipes bursting. But I would start with the water department in the city. I mean, they're pretty responsive over there, and I think you'll probably get a square answer. And then at least you'll be able to make a decision on the best route to go. The thing with the domestic water pump, while it does work, it's one thing you got to explain someday when you go to sell that nobody's going to know why you have it there. And if it were me, I would invest and save my money on a bigger service. As long as the city, if they say, no, at the main... The mains, you should have 45 pounds. Then it's a water service issue. Appreciate the phone call, 925.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
I don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Time for our Just Text Me segment. People text me. They say nice things. They say mean. Then people don't really say mean things, do they? Sometimes you just don't tell me.
Those.
You don't read me those. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You know what I think is, I heard this discussion of late, you know, the whole thing about online comments and, you know, people that get involved in it. You know, the thing that in social media would bothers me is that there's no empathy with the use of social media. You know what I mean? People will say mean things that you wouldn't say to somebody's face because you don't have the guts to do it. And because you can hide behind your phone or your computer and say stuff, you miss that whole empathy thing. And I think that we need to talk more, right? We need to actually have face-to-face conversations and not be so in your face. You know, when you do talk to people, we have to respect other people's opinions and have a calm conversation. Mm-hmm. It's okay that we disagree on stuff, mm-hmm. but you don't have to be mean and just
hide behind the
hurtful. Right. So on that note, how about some nice positive texts?
Ooh, I got to sift through them then. Hold on.
Hold on. Let me text.
Hold on. Yeah. Great. Sam, I need a positive text, please.
Love your show.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Lou, what do you think of concrete countertops for kitchens?
I think it's unique. I think it's awesome. It's a lot of work. You have a definite look. It's a great conversation piece. And if you want to do something completely unique, then go for it.
What is the name of the mold? I think that sounds cool, but I can see how it would be a risk.
Well, I don't know that it's a risk. I mean, you can, with a concrete countertop, when this was first kind of introduced in kitchens, it was this really unique look. And you can really get some cool colors and shapes. But what I will tell you is that with the advent of how quartz countertops have really come a long way, this was in the infancy of quartz countertops. And I think quartz now sort of just taken over it's much more affordable and quite frankly, in my opinion, even more interesting. Other than the fact you can say, see these countertops? They're concrete. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Lou, what is the name for the mold magnet spray?
Mold magnet.
Right. That's who makes that?
Healthful Home.
Healthful Home. MyHealthfulHome.com.
MyHealthfulHome.com. You can find it. Mold magnet is what it's called. You spray that on your furnace filters, and according to studies, it increases the allergen and capturing ability of that filter by up to 10 times, which is amazing.
Okay, this is mean.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding. Does Lou have any tips on cutting the corner of wood baseboard? Cutting the corner.
Like to make a
Probably to make a corner.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to do it. You know, there is no wall that is square. And so typically the best way to do it is using a coping saw. And so you would place the, if we're looking at a 90 degree corner, the piece that goes on the left would be a solid piece that you would cut right into the end, flat, straight cut. Then you take the right piece, put it on a miter box standing up on a 45 degree angle on an inside cut. Okay, so you're the back of the trim is long, okay, and you're going to cut it down straight. Then you're going to see the lip of the cut when you hold the piece in your hand to the left. But you'll see the face of the trim and kind of the outline where the tongue of the cut is sticking out, what you don't want to see. Then you take a coping saw. Do you know what a coping saw is?
Mm-hmm.
You're shaking your head like Kathy Lee Gifford does, saying,
well,
I will never do this.
Picture all of this.
So here's the piece of trim, and then you take that coping saw, and you cut the tongue of the
lip
off. So as it comes up and you curve around, when you fit that piece in, it will fit perfectly into the other piece of trim. And if it's not 90 degrees, it doesn't matter. You put a little caulk in there, you're done.
Just like that.
You did it yourself.
Lou, how do I get oil stains off my 6-month-old driveway? It was sealed lightly when put down. What do I reseal it with?
Well, if it's concrete, what you want to try, two really good products to try is Oil Gone Easy or Pour and Restore, which Sam, Sam Panionovich?
Yes.
I'm just giving the advice right now of someone how to get an oil stain off their garage.
Milk of magnesium.
It looks like milk of magnesia, but it's not.
That was a funny story.
It will not work ever.
Well, it's great for an upset stomach, right? Or what do you use milk of magnesia for? Is it for an upset stomach? What do you use it for?
I don't know.
not for taking
oil
grease stains off of the concrete, right, Sam? So once you do that, then the greatest concrete sealer known to Lou Manfredini is Bone Dry.
Bone Dry.
Use the Bone Dry product on the outside. And tell Jim Gourley I said hello. One more?
Sure, one more. My stove is working fine, but my oven is not. I remember growing up and my mother or grandmother having to relight the stove. I do not ever remember anyone ever relighting the oven. Is this possible or is it broken?
Well, wait, we're talking about a really old...
My stove is working fine,
right,
but my oven is not.
And I remember my grand... Oh, wait. I'm just thinking... So if it's a newer oven, when I say newer, in the past 15 years, more than likely it has an igniter. Well, it does have an igniter underneath there, and that probably needs to be replaced. They're inexpensive. You can go to online sources. There's also appliance supply houses. You need to know the model number and the serial number of it, and then you take the racks out of the oven. Typically, the bottom plate of the oven has either two screws or four screws, and it pops off, and you see the burner there. There will be this little piece of metal next to a couple of wires that lead to it, and that's the igniter. More than likely, those wires lead to another little metal box underneath the burner of the oven that you have to unscrew, unplug, or they could use wire nuts to hold it in place. You pull that all out, this igniter, it costs like $20. Sometimes they're $40, depending on what it is. But you literally screw it back in, hook the two wires up, and we're baking in no time.
Just like that.
Just like that. And you fixed it yourself. 9:44 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
Amy, what you want to do? I think I could.
Explaining to Lindsay. Sam, do you remember when you went to your senior prom?
Yes. Navy Pier, Crystal Gardens.
Ooh. Yep. And then what did you do? Did you have the dinner there?
They had the dinner there. They had the dancing there. And then we had rented a cottage in Michigan.
You and your, like, buddies.
Yes.
Right. So with Mallory, their prom is tonight, and they do it at school at Ignatius. And then they go, they have the dinner and everything at the UIC Forum,
mm-hmm.
like as a group. And then they take them back, and then they lock them into the gym in the school until 4 in the morning.
Okay.
Well, no. So they change, and they, you know, put on like fun clothes, you know, like casual clothes to wear. And they have all these games and raffles, and they rent all those bouncy houses and stuff like that. And so they keep, and they feed them, you know, there's pizza and whatever, and then parents volunteer and they're up all night, and then either you can go pick up your kids at 4 in the morning, you know, keeps them off the streets. And then a lot of them do the whole going up to a friend's house with the parents or whatever. Not at 4 in the morning, but they come, sleep it off, you know, and then they're up by noon or something like that.
It's just the way you said it, I think. They lock them in.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Are you allowed to leave?
You cannot leave.
You have to go, though. Do you have to go to it?
If you are going to prom,
then they lock. Okay, so you have to go no matter what.
Then that's the deal. I think the only alternative is if your parents say,
"So if you
I'm
going to
pick
prom,
up Lindsay oh. at 1 in the morning." But they will not let the kids on their own leave.
So if you go to prom, you have to stay till 4.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it
absolutely makes sense.
And they can
and
sleep.
I hope that they
yeah,
do that
I mean
right.
it's a whole, you know, it's a, like look, you know what? The thing about kids is they're kids. And they think they know everything, but it only takes one mistake, one bad decision, right? And we all have examples of that. So I think it's a great idea.
There's going to be that one couple that breaks up, though, and they have to stay there
right.
until 4 o'clock.
Jimmy, you're such a jerk. Come on, we're going to college. You know what Jimmy wants. Anyway, 312, who would you like me to take? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Victoria. Hi, Victoria. You're
yes.
on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, my father recently passed away, and we are getting his house ready to resell.
Okay, sorry about your loss.
Thank you. Anyway, there's some really ugly shag carpeting in the bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
and we're pulling that up. Well, we found underneath it is a pad that just really stuck to the beautiful hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
And we were wondering what is the best way to get that up.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So this house that your father lived in, you're going to put it on the marketplace. In the grand scheme of things, if you were the person, you put on a different hat and you were going to buy this house, that mm-hmm. person that walks in the door to buy this house, what would they want to do? In other words, this house, but it needs it. What does it need?
Oh, it needs new windows, and you mean beside the flooring?
Yeah.
It needs new windows. Other than that, and to get rid of that shag carpet, it was built really well. It's probably 60 years old and has the plaster walls. There's not a crack in them or
right.
anything. It's,
right.
Yeah.
So my point, my point is you're not looking to refinish the wood floors.
No, we're looking to sell it and not put any money into it if possible.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. On that pad, hopefully they did not glue it down. It's just the years of it being there that that just have it, you know, the material just sort of decayed and bonded a little bit
right,
to the finish.
Right.
So you're going to.
It does have some staples in it, too.
Okay, so the staples are going to come out. You know, you're going to pull those
right.
staples out, and then the easiest thing to do is to take a spray bottle or a pump sprayer with warm water in it, actually hot water, and spray over the top of the pad and use a plastic putty knife and scrape it up once it's wet. And then that residual that's there, once that's up, you can probably use a little scrub brush, again, with just warm water, to kind of get it up. And I wouldn't even go to the route of, you know, putting on a new finish or anything. Just get the pad off. Anybody that comes to buy the house is going to say, wow, look at those hardwood floors. We'll have to refinish them. You know what I mean? But at least
mm-hmm.
they'll know the wood's in good shape and can see it. And obviously when
uh-huh.
you go to sell this house, you sell it as is.
Exactly.
Right? And so
right.
warm water, pump sprayer, plastic putty knife, scrape away, then a stiff brush on a broom and get it off there, and then good luck with the sale. I think you'll do just fine. 9:54 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with our last call. Sure. Time for our last call, sponsored by our friends at Townstone Financial. Thank you all for listening. Mike's on the line. Hi, Mike. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Got a question for you. I've got a driveway that's probably 20 years old, the original driveway, and I've got a section of the driveway right in front of the front stoop that is sinking. It's towing down towards the front stair that goes up to the stoop.
Concrete or asphalt?
Concrete.
Okay.
Is that and again, the rest of the driveway is in pretty decent shape. Is that an application for mud jacking?
Is it, in other words, is it all sound when you look at it? Like, is it the type of thing that if I grabbed it and just could get to go like this, it would be fine?
Yes.
Okay. You want poly level from our friends at PermaSeal. It's absolutely a great candidate for that. They now are not, this is better than mud jacking. They're using this synthetic expanding foam that literally gives them pinpoint ability to raise the concrete to exactly where you want it to go and stop it, and that's it, done. And it's affordable, and it's a relatively new service that PermaSeal now offers, and I have seen some of the results of it, and it really is something else.
Okay, awesome. Great.
All right?
Great, great, great. Thank you for your help.
You got it. Thanks for being our last caller this morning. I really do appreciate it. And thank you all for listening. Thanks, Sam, for doing the sports. Fergie for pushing all the buttons. And Domati for doing the nose, for having a good-looking nose. He's got a good-looking nose. For doing the news. You feeling better about it? You all good?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
especially,
you got to work with John now. So I'll talk to you about that later. The thing with John is, what you got to remember, Domati, You never want to look him straight in the eye. Okay,
that's the trick.
Yeah, he does not like direct eye contact.
You know, I can hear you.
Oh, look, there he is right there.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Yeah, he doesn't like direct eye contact, and he doesn't like you to. Did you happen to read that Steve Harvey email that came across?
I did.
Well, it was so funny because John sent one out similarly to that. Actually, I think that what Steve Harvey did, he just cut and pasted it and put his name on the top.
What did I do to you, Manfredini? Seriously.
John, I have an idea for you, by the way. I noticed that you're starting a tradition that you used to do back years ago when you were on Sundays, where you bring in a box of donuts.
I do.
Right. And it's so nice of you to do that. But I think there's, you know, John, I'm all about the sponsorship idea. You know, I'm all about making sure that you are such an entrenched personality here that they're, you know, let's say that somebody comes in, like there's a new owner or something, and they come in and say, why do we have that John Williams guy here? Oh, well, he's got the donut sponsorship.
By the way, are you listening to this? This is what he'll do to you. He will start to give you advice on every aspect of your personal and professional life.
Hey, I have a question for you. How many years have we known each other? A long time. How's it working out for you?
It's always been good.
Okay. So, Lindsay, let's say that I'm driving down from the north side of the city.
Oh, boy.
And I'm coming down, to the radio station. And, like, there's some local bakery you could stop at to buy donuts, like...
Let's see, Edge of Sweetness.
Oh,
there's one called.
Beautiful, right there on the way down
in
here.
In Edgewater.
How about another one?
Deflowered in Andersonville.
Oh, my gosh. I bet it's gluten-free. I bet it's gluten-free.
There are gluten-free options.
Absolutely.
We should get the John Williams donut with the glasses in it.
Right.
Nice. Jam a pair of specs in it. Nice.
What do you got coming up on your show there, Big Williams?
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson is everybody's favorite astrophysicist.
I love him.
We talked to him earlier this week, but only had a chance to play back a tiny bit of it. We'll listen to a little bit more of it. The Big River Walk is about to kick off. It's sort of summer season. We're going to talk to one of the aldermen a little bit about what you can expect when you come downtown. We'll do the Mincing Rascals. Oh, and by the way, if you buy something at a garage sale that you later find out is much more valuable than the person realized who was selling it to you, Lou,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any obligation to go back and make square with them?
An obligation? No, but I think that I would...
What would you do?
Well... I think it would depend on the situation. But
I got a story about this
Ooh,
in
good.
A little bit.
Good.
So we're set to roll. Thank you, Mr. Manfredini.
Love you.